Cuando me dormí, soñé contigo, pero lo mejor es que estabas aquí.
That's a very happy thought. Very cheerful thought.
This week on Alt Latino, we're doing songs to cheer you up. Playlist curated by our audience.
And we can't play all the songs you sent us because that would make for a marathon because we had so many great responses. So we've selected a few for our Cheer Me Up show, and this one I think is a great way to start.
This is Jefe from Chile. The track is called Fruta y Té.
Cuando este país deje de mentirse así, tus ojos de India y melena callejera, tu sueño es el sueño de los que vivimos aquí.
Pepe from Chile, and this is the track Fruta y Té, and it was suggested by listener Gina Segoviano from Mexico, and she said that this song makes her really happy because it's about breakfast. It's about a guy preparing breakfast. He's kind of asleep, and he's thinking about how much he wants to prepare breakfast for the girl who he's sleeping next to, and then he's like, and I get to prepare breakfast for her because she's right next to me, and Gina says, I love breakfast. It makes me very happy.
A very, very nice cheer me up song to go along with the theme that we're doing today. And we're doing that because, Jasmine, a while back you told me you weren't feeling very well and you wanted to do a sad song, an angry song show. And I said, no, 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 let's just do the opposite, a cheer me up song to get you out of whatever it was you were going through.
Well, because I was a little bummed out the other day. I don't want to go into it. But, you know, I can't always be this radiant entity of light in your life, Felix.
Sometimes the light has to be a little dim. I understand that.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes you're having a bad day. Sometimes you're bummed out. I don't want to talk about why. Don't look in my backyard.
It was a great idea. We're not even going to go there. It was a great idea to do this cheer me up show. And the next song also is another song I think a lot of people would recognize as, like, this is going to be a good time.
This next song, El Baile y el Salón by Café Tacuba, makes everyone happy. It makes me very happy. And it was picked by listener Ellen Flores. Here's why she loves it.
Being here in the States, it reminds me of being home in Puerto Rico, like just driving down to the beach or driving around town with the windows down. It's the vibe more than anything that makes me happy. How could you not, like, have it in your brain, the papa de papa eo eo.
Nos besamos bailando en medio del lugar. La
hands down, my favorite concert to go to is a Café Tacuba concert.
And that song, it can light up a stadium.
Yeah.
Just completely turn the whole place out.
I'm just thinking of some of my favorite concerts to go to. I mean, a lot of bands I really like, when I go to their concerts, I come out feeling like I want to beat someone up.
Really?
Well, like you go to a Molotov concert.
Yeah.
And you just feel like, I want to kill someone.
Oh, you want to protest the world.
Right.
You want to take
Calle
on the world.
Calle 13, Ana Tijoux. But then you go to a Café Tacuba concert and you leave and you're just like, I want to hug someone.
As we said, there are a lot of different styles. And now we're going to move on to Brazil.
A lot of listeners wrote in saying they listen to Brazilian music to cheer up. And I definitely do too. But the other day when I was feeling kind of bummed out and I was walking around the streets, feeling like I was in a French black and white film.
It was raining. Nobody smiled.
The cat stopped and peed on me. And I was listening to Brazilian music and I had this moment of thinking, wow, what is it about Brazilian music that... There's a big misconception when it comes to Brazilian music, and the misconception is that it's very happy, and it's just happy music. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's not happy music always. A lot of times, it's this very happy melody and very melancholic, very sad...
lyrics.
Yeah, very sad lyrics. And I realized... we once did a guest DJ with the writer Ernesto Lechner, and he told us that Brazilian music is apocalyptic. Like, there's this sense of, I'm happy, but it's doom. Like, we're doomed. And I think that what is so endearing about Brazilian music is that somebody can sing about being so infinitely and profoundly sad, but do it with a certain cheer. And it makes you feel like if they can be happy about this, then maybe I can be happy about this silly thing that happened to me.
And that is the case with this next song.
Well, this is about something pretty serious, Felix. This is called Quilombo by Gilberto Gil.
Before we get into what he's singing about, let's listen to the music for a second. You hear that? That's the big surdo. That's the big heartbeat of the music. And then whenever...
I used to play that.
You used to play that. And whenever it's transported into a contemporary drum set, that's the bass drum. Existe como um clarão que o sol da liberdade produziu, refletiu a luz da divindade, o fogo santo de ouro. Quilombo, que todos regaram com todas as águas do pranto. Quilombo, que todos tiveram de tombar amando e lutando. Quilombo, que todos nós ainda hoje desejamos tanto. Existe um Eldorado negro no Brasil. Sonho meu renasceu. Quilombo, agora sim, você e eu. Quilombo,
A lot of people suggested Gilberto Gil.
For a lot of different songs.
Yeah, and I picked this one because this is one of my favorite. So Quilombo is, was during the Spanish colonies. It was a population of runaway slaves. And anyone else who was really a minority, you know, indigenous peoples, Jewish, Arabs. And it was these towns or these
communities.
Places, communities. And it's called a quilombo in Portuguese. In most of Latin America, they're known as palenques.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest and most famous quilombos was in Palmares. And it was this self-sustaining community in Recife. And it was a very powerful community. The Portuguese tried to get rid of it for like 100 years. They were just attacking Palmares. And they had very well-known warrior leaders. If you go to that area, there's still statues and commemorations of the Palmares quilombo.
So why does this song cheer you up?
That's interesting, because it's what we were talking about a song that is about something very, you know, very difficult and very bloody and sad. I mean, the fact that there's...
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
It's a resistance and struggle.
But that's what he's saying. That's the chorus line, resistir. It's an homage to struggle.
And to hope.
No, it's not just, this is so sad, this is so terrible. It's an homage to fortaleza. To being strong.
Another example of upbeat music with a very, very serious message.
Right.
For our next song, we're going to go to one of our listeners who wrote in about a song that made him happy, and he told us about it.
My name is Daniel Mendoza. I live in Lincoln, California, and I am a first-generation Mexican-American on my father's side. And the song that cheers me up is Espacias y Especias by Mala Rodriguez. There's a part in the song where it's Kamikaze's part, and he says, disfruta tu momento. And he's talking about enjoying life, you know, enjoying your moment, the way you live life. And there's like lots of these positive messages in this song. But those messages also like give this like sense of nostalgia. And I think for me and anybody else, you know, that feeling of nostalgia also, you know, helps you feel more happy throughout your day, helps you cheer up a little bit. Because, I mean, you know, who doesn't like that nostalgic feeling? It's kind of like, you know, Abuelita's cooking. It's just in a form of a song with a really sick beat.
También acaban a tortazo, ni la montaña ni eso se caen a pedazo. Si te van no deportazo y paga, paga plazo, vivir a quien te agarra del brazo. Una línea no un trazo, separado borracho, llevarse botellazo, ni manudo casé. Si ya el lazo solo queda cumplir, liarte a puñetazo. So, lo hay cabrones y cobardes, lo hay cabrones y cobardes, lo hay cabrones y cobardes. Parte, dame, quiere, toma, dame, tanto compartí pa' ti no te aparte, cambia la torna, yo sigo delante, ella ya no suelta volante, si yo no falto, a mí no me falte, incluso lo hay cabrones y cobardes, so, 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 lo hay cabrones. Hay que ponerse lo peor, pa' tontería siempre hay tiempo, mucho talante, poco talento, pa' ser lo mejor, viste si tiene intento, ni con 400 quiebros a mí, predícame con el ejemplo.
bendiga. Dientes.
Te metas la cabeza si no te toca.
I have to say that Daniel Mendoza is from my hometown.
What? Which one of all your hometowns?
He's from Sacramento, California.
Oh, you're from Fresno.
No, I lived in Fresno for a long time. When I was born in Sacramento,
you're from Puebla.
I'm from Guanajuato.
You only get to have one hometown, dude.
Sacramento is it.
I shouldn't be one to talk, right?
No kidding. God, you have like five of them. Sacramento is my hometown. It's where I was born. And interestingly, his mother went to the same high school my mother did.
Do you know this guy?
No, I didn't. It
did
just
you
worked
pay
out.
Him
no,
to
just
be
worked
on
out.
The show.
No, my man Daniel wrote in and said, this is the song he likes. And when I called, he said, wait a minute, I recognize that area code.
Oh.
It really kind of made me raise my eyebrows a little bit about how a Spanish rapper and the message that she and her collaborators are bringing would have resonance with a Chicano from California.
Oh, this is very interesting. I have a lot to say. I recently caught up with Mala Rodriguez and we sat down and had a conversation, and I was researching about how rap from Spain influenced Latin American rap. And it's very interesting, you know, up until rap in Spain exploded in like 98. A lot of this I got from conversations with a friend of the show, Juan Data, who is a music blogger. And rap exploded in Spain in 98. Up until then, all of the hip hop trickled in through California, through the Chicano rap, like Kid Frost, Cypress Hill, down into Mexico and into the rest of Latin America. But it was this hip-hop in Spanish that, because of the nature of Chicanos, you know, that who didn't go to school in Spanish and don't speak Spanish fluently,
sure,
it was very simple, slow lyrics. Also combined that with the fact that it was West Coast rap, which is very laid back and very mellow. So it was just this very kind of quiet, chill, simple verses. And then rap exploded in Spain, and Spanish rappers took more from like Nas, Wu-Tang Clan, and they start really like rapping really fast and complex lyrics. And all of a sudden, kids in Latin America are like, whoa, we can do that. And so, but rap in Spain was, it was more devoid of political content and not as danceable. So then it goes from Spain back to Latin America with those really fast machine gun like lyrics.
And delivery.
And delivery. And then they add some more danceable rhythms and they add some more political messages. And it's just really interesting, the whole back and forth dialogue, the musical dialogue. And even, you know, it says a lot about the cultural pathways and boundaries between the U.S. and Latin America and how some things still have to go to Spain first and then to Latin America.
And then
America.
Come back.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, that's very cool. Very nice.
You're welcome.
Should I have been taking notes? Is there going to be a quiz?
I just think it's interesting how the colonization of Latin America was a very long time ago, but there's still like cultural pathways that happen, you know, and Spain is still very influential in Latin America. And a lot of times what's happening in the U.S. doesn't always trickle down directly into Latin America. Sometimes it has to be translated in Spain.
Then let's move on to our next song, which has a European influence, but from Portugal this time. And we're going back to Brazil. This is a song you picked.
I picked this song because this is like my go-to, never fail, cheers me up song. This is Que Será. It's Chico Buarque with Milton Nascimento. There's several versions of this song. This just happens to be one that I really, really like.
Ah.
que será que me dá? Que me vale por dentro, será que me dá? Que brota a flor da pele, será que me dá? E que me sobe as faces e me faz corar? E que me salta aos olhos a me apressoar? E que me aperta o pé e me faz confessar? O que não tem mais jeito de dissimular? E que nem é direito ninguém recusar? E que me faz mendigo, me faz suplicar? O que não tem medida nem nunca terá? O que não tem remédio nem nunca terá? O que não tem receita? Será que será que dá dentro da gente que não dizia, que desacata a gente, que é revelia, que é feito um aguardente que não sacia, que é feito estar doente numa folia, que nem 10 mandamentos vão conciliar, nem todos os ungüentos vão aliviar, nem todos os quebrantos, toda alquimia, e nem todos os santos, será que será? O que não tem descanso, nem nunca terá. O que não tem cansaço, nem nunca terá. O que não tem limite.
Two things. First of all, Milton Nascimento is just a genius because he's got an amazing voice when he's singing. But the way he weaves his voice, almost like a soprano saxophone behind Chico Buarque while he's singing, it's just fabulous.
It is, like, that's a very good description.
Oh my gosh, it just floats back there. The second thing is, if I'm not mistaken, the song is in a minor key, which is like sad, and it's not exactly peppy. I mean, what is this? I mean, if you don't know the words and you don't know that it's your favorite Cheer Me Up song, what is it about this song that like gets you going?
Well, I just think, again, it's this lyric of o que será, you know, what will be will be. It's like this inevitability of, you know, that's life. Sometimes what has to happen happens, and that's just what will be, you know?
Yeah.
C'est la vie, essentially.
Right.
But also it's the soundtrack to one of my favorite movies of all time.
Which is?
Donna Flor. I'm going to just say it in English. Donna Flor and Her Two Husbands.
From the book by Jorge Amado of
yes.
the same name.
played by Sonia Braga, and it's essentially about a woman's struggle between a man who is a compulsive gambler, a crazy party animal, and her family hates him, and a man who is very nice to her but very boring. It's the universal struggle. And the song is just kind of about what will be, and sometimes that's just your struggle. Well, next up, you brought your go-to cheer me up song.
And I had a list of like 5 songs.
It's called Bertha.
I had a list of like 5 songs, but then ultimately it always came back to this one song. It is called Bertha. It's by Los Lobos. And you just...
I thought it was by the Grateful Dead.
It's a Grateful Dead song.
Oh, trying to trick me.
Covered by Los Lobos.
Trying to sneak in a Grateful Dead song.
And I did.
Don't you come around here anymore.
Okay, there are a lot of reasons why that's one of my favorite songs. And principally, it's because the crowd reaction, this is a live cut, and it's one of those things where at the beginning you don't know what song they're going to do. They just sort of, they're meandering a little bit. In a way that the Grateful Dead used to do, they would go from one song to the other, and you don't really know until they actually started. Well, that's what they did at the top of this song. And also, the other reason why I like it a lot is because David Hidalgo, the guitar player, is one of the best guitar players out there. I just always been one of my favorites. And when you listen to the song, as you heard, he's just weaving in all these great solo, these leads, all these riffs in between the lyric. And this, the rhythm itself, that great little dun 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 dun, it's a great R&B, you know, old rhythm and blues, almost country lyric that the Grateful Dead was so good at bringing together. This song just brings those two, all of those elements together. They're why I like the Grateful Dead, because they reflect all the great parts of American music. And then with Los Lobos, they represent me more than any other band, this band of East L.A. Chicanos, playing R&B and soul and rock. And they mix it all together with this great uplifting song. It's just always, always been my go-to song. It's just, even my boys know it. This is my, this is Daddy's favorite song. So that is my Cheer Me Up song.
That's awesome.
It's just one of my favorites from one of my favorite bands. And we're going to end the show with a singer who is everyone's favorite singer, I think. I don't know anyone who has ever said they don't like this vocalist.
And we're talking about the woman born, Úrsula Hilaria Celia de la Caridad Cruz Alfonso de la Santísima Trinidad.
Celia Cruz.
Todo aquel que piensa que la vida es desigual tiene que saber que no es así, que la vida es una hermosura, hay que vivirla. Todo aquel que piensa que está solo y que está mal tiene que saber que no es así, que en la vida no hay nadie solo y siempre hay alguien.
Ay, no hay que llorar, pues la vida es un carnaval y es más bello vivir cantando.
Okay, you'll be able to hear this whole song on our website. We have to talk over it a little bit, but I do want to say, you know, just hearing Celia just makes me smile.
Yeah.
As always, whether I've seen her live, when I'm listening to her albums, she's just one of those people that just, you know, brings it. And this song, La Vida Es Un Carnaval. How could you go wrong? How could you not be happy with that song?
Life is a carnival.
It's just, the whole thing infects your body and just makes you all happy.
I love it.
Again, you can hear it on our website at npr.org/altlatino. You can also hear it on our stream, as well as most of these songs that we've played today at npr.org/music.
And thank you so much for all of your suggestions. And I'm feeling a lot better. And leave your comments. Let us know what you listen to when you're having one of those dog days.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
A very happy Alt Latino.
Ay, no hay que llorar, pues la vida es un carnaval, y es más bello vivir cantando.